This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
The last time we were together in our previous verses, Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 3, Paul had been talking about our old sinful nature. Here, from this point forward, Paul is now emphasizing that we do not need to live any longer in that sinful nature, under at least the power of that sinful nature. See, the penalty of sin and its power over our lives, that was destroyed by Christ on the cross. Paul had already stated that through faith in Christ, we can stand acquitted. We can stand not guilty before God. And God does not take us out of the world, nor does he make us little robots. We will still feel like sinning from time to time. You know what? Sometimes we even will. But the difference is that before we become Christians, we were slaves to that nature. Now we are able to make a choice to live for Christ, and filled with his Spirit, we make better and better choices each and every day. Verse 4 of chapter 2 of the book of Ephesians is where we're picking up today, where Paul wrote, "But God is so rich in mercy, he just loved us so much, that even though we were spiritually dead and doomed by our sins, he gave us back our lives again when we were raised by Christ from the dead. Only by his undeserved favor have we ever been saved." Now, all that was said in those first three verses of this chapter ring out like a bullhorn. But now we have a reply to that in verse 4, because verse 4 begins with, "But God." And I got to tell you, those two words alone really encompass the gospel in as clear and succinct fashion as any other form of the gospel that we have. The power and the salvation of God over and through all things is evidenced literally in those two words, "But God." For many, it's a levy against flagrant sin. It goes like this: "I was tempted, I really wanted to, but God." For others, it's the victory over despair. "I wanted to just give up, I wanted to throw in the towel, but God." And for yet others, it's a testimony of redemption, having come out of that pit, out of the impossible. And it goes like, "I thought I was finished, that my life is over, and it was worth nothing, but God." You see, for those who are tempted to try to clean themselves up, brush off the dirt, straighten our tie, for those who seek to work and effort our way out of sin and shortcomings, and there comes to you that same response, "But God." Because you see, it's his doing. It's his rescue. It's in him changing us from the inside out. This world, this morning, is desperate and collapsing in and unto itself. Personally, locally, nationally, internationally, man, it's all a washout. And there's no fixing it, but God. God did and does it all. Why? Why should he step in where all seem to be lost? Because of his grace and his mercy? After all, he is rich in the stuff, meaning he's got tons of it and he doesn't need our help. All of this isn't merely a case of sweeping our sin under the rug. No, the fact and the guilt of our sin is readily acknowledged. He is a God of justice, and all that sin has to be paid for. It is just that in his great abundance of mercy, he chooses to fix this mess himself, something we could frankly never do. I wonder how many more centuries do we need to finally come to such an obvious conclusion. Jesus acted out of his great love. God the Father acted out of his great love. Frankly, a love that was so powerful and so serious that he sacrificed in death his own son for us. And he did so while we were yet sinners. We were dead, and he made us alive. And he didn't demand that we step up to the plate or earn the right or clean ourselves up. And then he would join us in eternal union. No, no. He rather said, while we were still dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. Now, when we are reborn into the faith, we do indeed agree to share in that death, that we might also share in that resurrection, and in the end, share in that life. But know this today, we do not make this happen. God makes that happen. We did not find him, he found us. And if you are reborn today, if you are a child of God today, you are alive together with Christ, alive like Christ.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com. Thank you.